Carolyn Jewinski. We'll get to you eventually. Yeah, okay, Mrs. Bergman, please, we have a lot of party lawyers make your voices. Start left to right, my left to right there.
Good morning, Your Honor. John Pinkowski on behalf of Ted Bernstein. Alan Rose on behalf of Ted Bernstein.
John Willissey, here on behalf of four adult grandchildren.
Brian O'Connell, personal representative of the estate of Simon Bernstein.
Elliot Bernstein, pro se.
Peter Feynman on behalf of William Stansberry, creditor of the estate.
Okay, what's for today?
There's a motion to special set a petition to remove Ted Bernstein as successor trustee of his dad's trust that Mr. Feynman filed.
Okay, refresh my memory. I thought last time we were here, we had some evidentiary hearings and then had a schedule of other ones.
With regard to Mr. Stansberry, Your Honor, we had a hearing regarding the appointment of a personal representative of the estate of Mr. Bernstein. Your Honor appointed Mr. O'Connell at that time.
And there were other hearings, though, that I don't think we got to then, and that are they set now in the future?
They are not, Your Honor.
We tried to call,
in your absence, your assistant.
Okay.
I tried to get some hearing times. Counsel could not agree as to the length of time necessary, so I had to file a motion to come before you to get it special set.
Let me see the motion that you want set. I don't know why, but I thought there was maybe Elliot filed. Didn't you file also a petition to remove?
He did, Your Honor, yes.
Okay, you don't have a hearing date on that.
Well, I was going to join Peter's hearing.
No, I hadn't previously given you a hearing date.
Oh, no, yeah, we were scheduled, and then we were scheduled for a spillover, but we delayed it. I'm trying to get counsel.
Okay, but that now you remember. Okay, there was some discussion about not going forward because you wanted some additional time to get counsel. What happened with that?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
But it hasn't matured into counsel.
All right. Okay, so
we also thought that delaying it would be.
The creditor and Elliot have companion petitions to remove Ted, correct?
Correct.
All right. Is that the status?
That is the status, Your Honor.
Okay. So, what's the issue then? A hearing date or how long or what's the?
Well, no. We oppose Mr. Feynman's client, who's a creditor of the estate, from trying to remove a trustee in probate court.
Okay. All right. But let me deal with Elliot's first, because Elliot's was set earlier, but we delayed that, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so his matter needs to get set.
Well, yes, Your Honor, if Elliot wants to be heard on it, that's correct. I mean, we would argue that he has to file a complaint under 736.0201. We don't have jurisdiction, and the trust code is pretty clear. He needs to go file a separate civil action.
Okay. I haven't looked at his pleading. Both Elliot and the creditors' petitions are set in the probate case, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
So is the issue whether a petition to remove a trustee can take place in the estate case or needs to be filed in a separate action in civil court?
That is one of the issues, and regarding Mr. Fehman's client, the creditor, Mr. Stansberry, he doesn't have standing to remove a trustee, to remove Ted as trustee.
You agree, depending upon where it's filed, that Elliot does have standing?
Elliot has standing to seek Ted's removal, yes.
Okay.
And, Your Honor, just, I put in a motion to respond to their contempt nonsense, and...
I didn't get the last thing you said.
I put in a motion in response to their contempt motion they put into here today.
I didn't see that.
Okay, and in that motion, in case Mr. Fehman somehow isn't, you know, allowed to argue, the law says that you, on your own initiative, based on review of a trustee's conduct, can, under, I think it's 736.0201, blah, 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 is... able to make that decision on your own. And right now we've got evidence that assets are missing, that
hold on. This is UFC time. I don't want to start getting into that. I'm trying to get your hearing times now.
So oh, okay. Sorry.
Right, so let me deal with that first. Okay, so the first question is, it's not so much a hearing time on Mr. Fehman's client, but whether it's actually a request to dismiss his petition, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Understanding.
Yes, Your Honor.
Have you filed any pleading directed to that?
Yes, Your Honor.
I see it?
Yes. Thank you. May I approach?
Sure.
So this is trustee's motion to dismiss petition to remove Ted S. Bronstein.
Okay, Mr. Fehman, I'll let you be heard on the issue.
Thank you. Our motion, Your Honor, that we filed addresses the... May I sit, Your Honor, where I address
the court?
Sure. Our motion addresses the issue of standing right up front, beginning at the top of page 2, and I can summarize that for you orally or allow you a minute to glance at it. Your Honor. So we begin, Your Honor, with Florida Statute 736.0706, which says that the settlor, a co-trustee, or a beneficiary may request the court to remove a trustee. So then the question is, what is the code definition of a beneficiary? For that, Your Honor, return to Florida Statute 736.0103 sub 4, where beneficiary is defined. There, Your Honor, beneficiary is defined very broadly as, quote, a person who has a present or future beneficial interest in a trust, vested or contingent. Now, in this particular probate estate, Your Honor, Mr. Stansberry is a creditor of the Simon Bernstein estate to the extent of an excess of $2.5 million, which was given in a proffer when we had our mediation in the underlying case. The assets of the Simon Bernstein Trust are a little over $1 million at this time. So because the assets of the Simon Bernstein estate are facially insufficient to meet the claim of Mr. Stansberry, what happens then? For that, we turn to Florida Statute 733.7073, which is also on page 2 of our motion, which states, quote, any, and this deals with the payment of claims and the order of claims in an estate, and it states, any portion of a trust with respect to which a decedent who is the grantor, and that's this case, Mr. Bernstein was the grantor of this revocable lifetime trust. The grantor has at the decedent's death a right of revocation, which we have, is liable for the expenses of the administration and obligations of the decedent's estate to the extent that the decedent's estate is insufficient to pay them. Therefore, Your Honor, if we assume that Mr. Stansberry's interest, admittedly, and one in the future, because his claim has not yet been liquidated, and admittedly contingent, nonetheless, the trust assets may be called upon to satisfy Mr. Stansberry's claim against the estate, and that trust falls within the definition of 733.707. Therefore, Mr. Stansberry would have standing because of how beneficiary is defined as any person who has a future beneficial interest in a trust, vested or contingent. Mr. Stansberry falls into that broad definition, and because you look at the inventory of the Simon Bernstein estate, it only has $1 million. His claim on its face is $2.5 million. Then Mr. Stansberry could very well need those trust assets to satisfy his claim, or, more accurately, the personal representative may have to go to the trust. Mr. Stansberry has a direct interest in preserving the assets of the trust. Therefore, if we have information to think that those assets are being wasted by the present successor trustee of the trust, that is Mr. Ted Bernstein, then we have sought to remove him so that those assets of the trust, of which Mr. Stansberry may claim someday, are protected.
Okay, what do you say?
Absolutely not, Your Honor. First of all, Mr. Freeman is trying to tell you that his client, who's a claimant, not a creditor, his claim has not been established, is a beneficiary whose interest is a future interest or vested. And Mr. Freeman's claimant client is not vested. He's not a beneficiary. He's a claimant. We know the difference between the beneficiary and someone making a claim against the estate of Simon Bernstein. The personal representative is an interested person in the trust, right? Mr. O'Connell can go to Ted, the trustee, and say, hey, I need to do things, right? I want to seek your removal. But a claimant is not an interested person in the trust. Mr. Feynman's client is neither a settlor, a beneficiary, or a named trustee of the Simon Bernstein Trust.
So my question is there any case law on whether a claimant in an estate it can be deemed to be a beneficiary under 736?
None.
We could not find any, Your Honor. So we're relying upon, if I may hand Your Honor the statute.
Okay. Right, that's what you quoted in your motion.
Yes, the statutory definition of beneficiary, and clearly the statute says a beneficiary has standing. The statutory definition of a beneficiary is very broad and states that a person who has a future beneficial interest, vested or contingent. And therefore, Your Honor, we respectfully, strongly suggest that Mr. Stansberry clearly has standing to seek the relief that he's requested.
So what happened to 733.707? Let me take a look at that for a second again.
It's this one, Your Honor.
Speaks a little differently than Mr. Feynman, and I think the way you're interpreting it. That, to me, says if there's a trust, which there is here, also the grantor, which is the case here, and there's a right of revocation, which is the case here, then the trust could be liable for expenses of administration and obligations of the estate. The trust could be.
Correct.
But that doesn't, that's not a definitional section that indicates that how a claimant of an estate could be deemed to be a beneficiary.
This,
I'm not getting that.
Sure. This,
because what I'm getting at is 733.707 says what it says. So someone could look to a trust to pay for obligations of an estate based upon what that statute says. You agree with that, Mr. Pankowski?
Yes, Your Honor. 733.707 sets out the order of payments and the process. Mr. Fehman has to win first in the probate court, get a judgment, or have a claim satisfied by the estate. Then he turns to Mr. O'Connell and says, Mr. O'Connell, please satisfy my judgment. If Mr. O'Connell doesn't have sufficient funds, he then turns to Ted Bernstein and says, Mr. Bernstein, please give me money from your dad's revocable trust.
Pending that process, the claimant, who's Mr. Fehman's client, says, I want to remove Ted, and the key seems to be, does he occupy, as he's making that request now, the position of being a beneficiary?
No, because he neither has a present interest to the trust, he's not vested, and he doesn't have a future interest to the trust. If he were vested, this would be a different story. But the Simon Bernstein Trust...
He says he has an interest, in a future interest in the trust, if the estate is insufficient to meet his claim, and his claim becomes ripe, it's determined, there's insufficient funds, then he says he's, he would then take action against the trust or go to the PR to invade the trust.
Exactly. He's got to go to the PR. And his interest is not vested. The Simon Bernstein Trust says nothing about Mr. Fehman's clients. And he's trying to convince you that a claimant in an estate is a beneficiary of Mr. Bernstein's trust. And there's no case law on that.
Your Honor, counsel keeps using the word vested. That's not the only thing it says under the definition of a beneficiary.
Or contingent.
And if Mr. Stansberry has reason to believe that the assets of the trust are being wasted, he should have the right.
At this age, as a claimant,
why should he have to wait until his claim is finally liquidated after trial? Then the estate is insufficient. He turns to the trust, and now
that may be what the legislature intended.
And now the trust is bare. And then Mr. Stansberry, who maybe had a chance to save what assets were there back when his claim was future and contingent, now he gets to the point where it's present and vested, and now because of the intervening time frame, the assets have been dissipated.
736.103, the definitional section of beneficiary, there's no cases that speak about when a claimant can be deemed a beneficiary?
Not that we could find.
And you can find any either?
No, because it doesn't exist. In the history of jurisprudence for trusts, a claimant is not a trust beneficiary. he may be a creditor of the estate.
A claimant is a potential beneficiary of a trust in a situation unique like this, where the trust assets may be called upon to satisfy my
that's
client's
not a
claim.
Beneficiary, that's a claimant. A claimant and a creditor.
That's the difference I think I have to figure out. If you, Mr. Fehman, when your client moves, assuming this is what happens from claimant to creditor, he then gets a class he becomes a numbered class of creditors. Order of, then I deal with 733.707 and determine how to pay him from what's left. And then if there's insufficient assets, then the trust could be looked at as a source.
Correct.
But the trust to to be liable for obligations of the estate.
Correct.
Once I find what those obligations are. But right now, I don't know what those obligations are, and the fact that your client's a creditor doesn't put him yet into a position where I could order his claim to be paid because it hasn't been determined yet.
And what happens, respectfully, Your Honor, if when that time comes, the trust cupboard is bare when there could have been the opportunity?
Then, others who have standing, such as either Mr. O'Connell or Elliot, be able to deal with that issue? Because they clearly have standing.
Yes, Mr. Stansberry would like to deal with it too because he has a potential claim on that trust.
I'm just not sure, though, that the statutory scheme where he is right now as claimant puts him in a position to be the beneficiary. All right, let me think about it. I haven't seen this before, and do you have a proposed order?
I do.
Thanks.
It's
Either side has a proposed order. Okay, to look at it.
It's
you
blank.
Just blank, Your Honor.
Wait, that's all we have a blank.
Blank with envelopes is great.
So
I'll rule on this, and then what else do we have to do now that you're here?
I've got an interim distribution that I put in before anything he's about to say that depends on my kids being in school tomorrow, that he's delayed and fecocked around here long enough. So before he gets into the whole Elliot's contemptuous and the bad guy. This is they're asking for your decision to allow my children to go to school today, which they're in school but will be out tomorrow, because of
who's asking for that?
They are. Meaning he said he's coming to the court to I've got a letter here, he's coming to the court to ask for
what's going on.
Oh, wait till you hear.
You want to deal with the children in school?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I don't know what the people, I mean,
that's
just,
fine.
This is UMC.
Can I deal with it first?
Remember, at UMC, I don't deal with children in school issues because I don't even have any pleadings dealing with this.
You do. I file them.
Yeah, but, I mean, are they set for hearing for today?
I thought so. I put it in for a hearing today and sent it around. I did. I filed one.
You filed it yesterday.
No, the interim distributions was filed last week. Yesterday, I filed for the motion, my response to his contempt nonsense.
Okay, all right. So there's a motion for interim distribution, okay, and there's a notice of hearing was filed yesterday.
No, it was filed last week
for
the interim. I filed one yesterday for the response to his contempt stuff he wanted to hear today.
Okay, all right. Put the contempt stuff aside. Let's deal with the interim distribution issue.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Is that something that I could do at UMC?
I don't know if I can answer that question directly. Can I just tell you briefly where we are in my note view? I don't.
Okay.
I don't know which proceeding we're in, but
can I take the first?
Right now, it's Elliot says there's pending this petition for interim distribution.
Yeah.
From the estate.
Right.
All right. So, directly to that.
Okay. So. Mr. Elliot Bernstein has made a request for an interim distribution from something to pay for the private school tuition of his three children.
Okay.
He made that request probably the very end of July, and I, as head's counsel, offered to discuss it with him so we could figure out where we were. We had a brief and unproductive...
Well, you represent Ted.
But not in this estate. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. There's two different sides. There's a Simon side and a Shirley side. On the Simon side, I don't believe you can do anything because there's a creditor's claim. The creditor's just told you within the last 5 minutes that his claim exceeds the value of all the assets in the estate. So I don't think you could make an interim distribution over the creditor's objection, so that takes the Simon side out of it, which tells me then I'm going to suggest to you that we would need to be in the Shirley proceeding to discuss that.
So, Mr. O'Connell, you're the PR in the Simon estate?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so he would be the person.
I asked him to.
He did ask me earlier.
Okay, that would deal with that subject.
Well, okay. Here's the problem. He's an alleged trustee, even though the documents say that he can't be, Ted. That's something we've been waiting for you to determine. No, I know. So I made a petition to the trustee, a request under the welfare distributions that they're required to pay. They're not even discretionary.
Is your request in the estate or the trust?
Both, in both Cy and Shirley. I made it everywhere I could because the future of my kids depends on it. And he's playing more games.
Okay. Remember, folks, okay, here's my question to everybody. I'll let the lawyers answer this because they know the rules. Is this something that I can do at UMC?
No, Your Honor.
I mean, UMC has certain rules.
Yes, Your Honor.
Oral argument on filed motions. I can't take testimony. I can't swear anyone in. I can't take figures. I can't make determinations.
They're asking simply for your approval to allow Ted to make a distribution that he says he's willing to make as long as you approve it. I don't know what this is. They've delayed it to the day of school. They're filing these contempt and reconstruct trust to fit crimes. It's crazy. I know. But we're now in a situation where Mr. Rose has said he was coming here today, and I have his letter, to basically get you to approve Ted, who's obligated to make these payments. Approve it. That's all we need.
And you want that?
Yeah, I want them to approve the payment.
So you want what they're asking?
I want them to get, I want you to approve it, but not under their term.
Okay.
I've got an order for the correct way.
But if there's a dispute.
Okay, they're not disputing.
Okay, all right. Go on, Mr.
Rose. If I can speak.
Let him tell me what's going on.
Okay. First of all, this man is essentially trying to repeat. No one has any ill will towards him or his children. You have to understand that. We don't. He will take whatever happens, and it'll be on the internet tomorrow, and he's trashing me. But it's important to understand. We have boxes, okay? We live in two boxes. There's a Simon box and a Shirley box. I'm trying to explain to you that in the Simon box, Ted as trustee cannot do anything because Mr. Stansbury won't allow it because he's just told you there's $2.5 million. That's box number one. I'm saying to you is, regardless of what he wants to do,
trust you're talking about?
Well, Ted is not the PR of the Simon estate, but right. To the extent there were money in the Simon trust, he cannot obviously pay out any money. Mr. Stansbury has just told you he's concerned with what happens in the Simon trust, so I'm saying to you, as an officer of the court, there's nothing we can do in the Simon box, and I want to end that, and then we can talk about the Shirley box, because I have no interest in his children not going to school, nor does my client.
Tell me about the Shirley Trust.
Well, we have to finish the Simon box, and I don't think, unless his client said to you, I consent to the money coming out of any, the trust or the estate, there's nothing we can do in the Simon box. We should finish
it. Which is the Shirley,
doesn't it? Okay. In the Shirley Trust, Ted is by name in the document, the successor trustee. He is by name in the document, the successor personal representative of the estate of Shirley Barnstein.
No.
So we're going to switch now, and we're going to now be in the Shirley case. I'm not sure what's pending. There is the Shirley estate in which there's no assets in the estate because while he was alive, it all went to Mr. Simon Bernstein. In the Shirley trust, we have initiated an action. There's now an action pending to construe the trust. It has nothing directly to do with why we're here today, but there's a pending action now that there's a request to Ted Bernstein to make an interim distribution.
Out of Shirley's trust.
Ted is
by Elliot.
He made a request. We offered. Ted has made an interim distribution to every beneficiary. Elliot refused the interim distribution to him last year. I think there were hearings before I was involved in the case where Your Honor addressed that with Elliot. I mean, there was an interim distribution to each of the beneficiaries, and Elliot refuses to take the now, he's come in and said, I need something different. I need money for my children's tuition. I have no interest in being anything but figure out what we can do. That's why I tried to have a discussion with him about the issue. In the Shirley Trust side, we have a problem because there's a dispute mostly between Mr. Bernstein and the trust and the beneficiaries as to who are the beneficiaries. Mr. Bernstein contends that Elliot contends that he might be an individual beneficiary of the Shirley Bernstein Trust. The way the documents appear to be drafted Simon Bernstein had a power of appointment to appoint the assets in the Shirley Bernstein Trust, and he appointed it to his 10 grandchildren. Over a year ago, before I was involved, the trustee made an interim distribution to the 10 beneficiaries. Elliot refused that money. Now he's saying, I want you to make a distribution to St. Andrew's School. We don't care. We'd be fine to make that with a couple caveats. Number one, there's Mr. Bernstein, who wants the money, is challenging who the beneficiaries are. Number two, there may be questions whether, if his children are the beneficiaries, not him, I don't want Mr. Bernstein to be sued by his children. And, you know, he's filed in an indigency paper indicating he has absolutely no money, no job, no income, no this, no that. And his children go to a very expensive school that was paid for by his father while he was alive. I don't care about paying the school. I don't want Ted Bernstein to be sued if he makes the distribution, and now you have a dispute. So what I did is I emailed the beneficiaries and asked if anybody had an objection. If anyone had an objection to the trustee making an emergency interim humanitarian distribution to Elliot Bernstein for his, well, it's really probably for his children for school. I also asked that he sign a... the response was, one of them is here. I have not received any objections, but Elliot Bernstein has objected. We asked that he sign the same type of a receipt and clawback agreement that everyone else did, and we would need some protection for Ted that he can never be sued for making this interim distribution. Mr. Pankowski would raise the question of whether, of the jurisdiction to do this where we are here now, but I didn't wait for the last minute. I had a media conference call with Mr. Bernstein. Your Honor was on vacation last week. I think today's the first day we can be here. His children are not pawns. They're not people that are being used for anything. It's we are here where we are. If there's a way to resolve it that satisfies the court's concerns, and particularly you'd have to order Ted to do this, and I think you'd have to enjoin anyone from suing him ever for making this distribution and give him protection, you know, he's an officer, he's a fiduciary in this trust, I don't have a problem with it. And if the payment needs to be done tomorrow, that's not my creating. We could have done this in May, June, or July.
So slow down for a second. So here's the thing. Let me get to the bottom line here.
Right.
As I've always said at prior times that we've been here, this is UMC.
I understand.
Okay, so there are rules. Those rules are going to be followed. And I announced last time they're going to be strictly followed. Okay, so in light of that, if you folks can reach an agreement to deal with this issue and can give me an agreed order this morning, I'll consider it. But that requires an agreement. Okay, so that's step one. Step two is, absent that, whatever request is made in this and all other areas, you file a pleading. I have to take evidence, you set it for an evidentiary hearing. If I can do it by 5-minute oral argument, you set it for UMC. If you need more than 5 minutes, an oral argument, you set specially set it, and that's the way it goes. So, do you want to take a few moments and talk to Elliot and anyone else you have to talk to see if you can reach an agreed order on this while we're here this morning?
Can I just say something on the record? Since he's gotten his whole thing now.
All right, I asked him a question.
Oh, okay, yep.
I've provided him, everyone that's got the interim distribution signed a receipt and return agreement that if Your Honor ordered the money to be returned, it would be returned.
Okay.
In this case, the money would be spent directly to a school. It would never be coming back. So we would need protection that if it's determined that Elliot was the beneficiary, that he would agree that this counts against his distribution.
I understand.
I've given him the papers he would need to sign and review and the order that Your Honor would want us to sign, and I think he's going to say he won't do it because he doesn't negotiate with terrorists and whatever else he tells.
But don't speak for him. Let me
hear.
Okay. Okay. No, this is final word.
Got it.
This
I'm going to be brief.
So you're way over your time.
I totally get it. And I'm sorry for that.
All right, go ahead.
For this whole mess. But I'd just like to set the record straight.
Well, I want you to deal
quickly
with this issue.
Okay, what he just said. I want to set that straight. They want me to take a distribution to what they know are knowingly wrong beneficiaries that were achieved through a fraudulent document of Tesher and Splina that's been admitted to.
No, well, slow down, slow down. See, that's not what they've asked. So
yes, no, that's what they're at. He just said.
No, that's not what he said. I heard what he said.
He said he wants me to take interim distributions like everybody else.
No, but here's what he said. Money is going to go from the trust to you and or your children.
Right.
Okay. It's money passing. Okay. When you get the money, you would, one, sign a receipt.
Okay.
That means you get it.
No, it's okay. I'm not. It's a waiver. It's got all kinds of problems. I've been advised not to do it.
Okay,
it's participating in fraud. We went through this September 13th, and you wouldn't approve it back then because you weren't going to approve me participating in a fraud. That's what he's asking me to do for the third time. Okay, you used my kids as hostages for school. If you can't do anything, this is over.
I asked you not to do that. I'm going to instruct you one more time. I don't want that type of talk in my courtroom.
What type?
Hostage children. Listen to me carefully.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're pushing the wrong buttons.
Okay.
Okay? If you push this button again, it's going to be adverse to you. I've asked you not to do that stuff.
Okay.
You know, this is a dignified process. I'm not, Mr. Bernstein, cut that out right now.
Okay.
All right? I'm talking to you. All right? This is a dignified process. You keep it that way. Okay, everyone else is participating fine. You can have disputes, but we deal with them in a civilized manner in the courtroom. Okay, everyone is civil and professional here as they speak. That's the rule. Okay, you can go out and speak. If you can reach an agreement, fine. If not, set it.
Yep.
Okay. And I'll rule on this.
I have an order.
Yeah, thanks.
There's an order that grants and a separate order that denies.
Okay, thank you. And I'll take a look at it.
We're not.
Okay. All right.
And I have an order, if you'd like to look at it, for the payments that you would have to sign.
Well, I'm only going to do an agreed order for UFC purposes. I can't do anything that's not agreed to.
Okay.
Show them the order. Maybe you guys can work out the form. You got to try to get past one of these barriers to get to the bottom line.
Okay, I'm not going to participate in the fraud.
All right. Well, I'm not,
that's what they're asking me to do.
Are you going
to
sign the receipt?
No.
Go outside.
Yeah, no, we'll deal with them in a minute. I got them coming perfectly. Here, I'm willing to make this. If you're not willing to do it, we'll talk another day. If you don't sign up, we'll go through order.
If I thought you'd help, I'd like your help. If you wanted to be the email, I'd like you to stay.
these two separate things?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we do away with, can we not do 3 and 4 and focus on the school for today?
Well, that is fine.
Okay.
But I am going to ask you 1 minute later for welfare because their lights are off and things like that.
So. Do that at a different time.
Yeah.
Well, actually, what is the, hang on a second. Let me see what.
Either Elliot or the kid.
Do it later. Oh, right. He's already done it this way several times. So it's just.
You need court.
Yeah, he should speak. I need a translator. This is helpful.
That's good.
Let me find it. See, here's the.
And nobody signed any release when they signed their document, right, for their illegal visitors.
I got it. I
can
go.
I can
go.
All
right.
Well, do what they want.
Can we all, I do like, if you don't mind, I think it'd be worthwhile for you to help. Okay. Your children go to St. Andrews?
Yep.
Okay. They're still in there today, so they haven't, it's not too late.
They're registered in
5 o'clock today.
Okay. Our son's graduating this year.
Right, honey. Till 5 o'clock.
Well,
now, let's get done.
Down to it. I'm down on my knees, down to it, okay? So can you just... Please relax a second. So, at the time of prior distributions, there was no question of who the beneficiary
was. Yes, there was. There were motions that Ted knew that the beneficiaries were questions.
I wanted to get this kid from the school, trust me.
Right.
Okay, so there were distributions made in August of 2013. In August 2013, no one was aware. This isn't even your case. This isn't the trust. But you're a nice guy. You'll help us out. In August 2013, there was no question of that there were 10 children that were named. There's since developed questions. Since August, there's a question whether even the 10 or if none of the 10 get the money, it goes to 3 different people. So obviously, it's hard to make a distribution. If someone's going to ever come back and question you,
we're not asking for distribution.
So
welfare payment, honey. Calm down. Calm down. Talking to somebody devoid of
insanity. Yeah, hang on. I'm
involved in murder. That's the next issue coming up.
Okay. So.
This is the game. Okay, here's my assessment, Brian. The trust calls for welfare payments for school. They're non-discretionary. The money's there. We don't know who the beneficiaries are going to be, so taking an ultimate distribution to the wrong parties here could make me participate in fraud. I'm not going to waive any rights to sue anybody, et cetera. Even if I did, under one of that code that says, you know, if you're induced to do fraud.
Wait, let me just find my letter.
Okay.
This was one suggestion I was going to have, and I was lettering some of the words.
And you're not going to gain an implied consent on their
fraud. They don't gain on them, and they don't gain on you.
And it was all made to his fool.
That's it.
Ted's made electric payments this way for our family. He even admits all this.
All right. Well, that's all I'm trying to get the payment made without a disadvantage of the legal position.
Right.
That's it.
Right. That's and I'm not negotiating. I'm prepared with this.
All we're going to do is talk about
He's looking at my folder.
Yep.
Hang on. I can...
Do you need a blank order?
No, I have a...
No, I've got an order. We're going to modify it.
You don't have it, do you?
What? What do you need?
The document that the other beneficiaries signed in the
head. Yeah, I have that. I have that. Right here. No, that's fine. But that language was for different kinds of distributions, and I won't partake in those. We're just asking for a welfare payment straight out of the trust. He's already made them before with no agreements, no signatures.
I can't find what I did.
Here, I've got it, Alan. You don't have
I gave
to count.
Him
a
thank you.
Right here is what you're looking for.
Right, that's...
The receipt and the other piece. This thing? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, let me see. Thank you.
Yeah.
I understand, but let me just talk to him.
Mark Garber.
Okay.
He's talking. He's very impressed with the family. And...
So this is what Elliot, you've seen.
Then you hold harmless, and then I think the judge needs to enjoin anybody. They're the parents of the children from ever complaining about
these. I'm not letting the distributions go to my children. They're not being distributed now. They're just making payments that can later be distributed to the proper party. If I do that, I'm committing fraud, and I'm giving him implied consent, and he thinks he's very smart on that.
Fraud.
We've already been through a year on this with Ted Burns Scalina, but if he wants to continue, that's fine. I'm going to hold him for fraud in that. He doesn't know what's coming yet. Simple little welfare pen.
So here's the concern.
Yeah, they're going to get cross.
It turns out that the beneficiaries are his children. They can come back and say, we shouldn't have made this distribution to my parents, or you shouldn't have made this distribution to the school.
That's why we're not making it to anybody. We're just making a payment to the school to determine after the judge who the beneficiaries are for distribution.
Right.
Everybody in the legal community is looking at you like you're lunatic.
Which is
that simple. You're not going to get the implied consent to have me participate in fraud.
I don't want to waive it. What I want is though that the judge says that no one's ever going to sue Ted.
No.
For having made these three payments.
No.
Everything else they can sue him for. But they can't sue him for these three payments. Because if they sue him for these three payments, why would I let him do something and he's going to turn around and get sued for next week? These three payments come out of the trust
payments?
Assets.
How about these?
Just these three payments.
How about not these three payments, but the payment to St. Andrew's School? Nobody will sue him for it. I'll agree to that.
That's these. We're
no,
paying.
I don't want to make beat Josh, Jake,
it has
and Danny.
To be,
no,
it has to be. It has to be. It has to be because they're the beneficiaries. I can't.
No, they're not the beneficiaries. We don't know that.
Right, but if
so by making them the beneficiaries, you're committing fraud. Are you insane? You really want to go through this and be charged with fraud, knowing you're frauding the court?
No.
Really?
I
think we're just trying to come up with a way of...
He made my electricity payment directly to FPL. I didn't have to sign anything about it. Okay, I'm willing to say if you pay St. Andrews, I won't sue you in the future over those payments. Okay, that's fair. And I agree with you. And that's it. And look, if in the future it's determined that it was me, he'll make the distribution to me. My kids, you're held harmless on the payment.
It'll be treated as a distribution to either you or your kids, whoever.
In the future. That's what my order says.
Well, that's what... I'm saying that's what this says.
No, this has all kinds of caveats for
these
people from
no leases.
Well, A, you're paying Josh, Jake, and Dan, which I won't do. You're not going to pay anybody. You're going to pay St. Andrew's School to be determined who's going to get built by it after the beneficiaries are legally determined by a court of law. If you're unwilling to do that, and you want me to continue to participate in fraud.
I don't want to commit anybody.
Well, by taking that money to Josh, Jake, and Danny, when you know there was a fraudulent document that's the reason they're being considered as beneficiaries in the first place, you certainly shouldn't do it legally. You know that, Alan.
That's why we would want the language that it's without prejudice.
That's right.
Well, it is, but it's without, except this is to be treated as either a distribution to Elliot Bernstein,
no.
If he's a beneficiary.
Can I finish?
Okay.
Or you just want to say no to everything I say, which is fine.
I don't, actually. Just the bad stuff. But go ahead.
When I give you the good stuff, let me know which is the good stuff.
You haven't yet.
So, if it's determined that Elliot is the beneficiary, this payment, repayment, will be deemed to be payments to Elliot Bernstein, and therefore they will count against any ultimate distribution that Elliot Bernstein receives if he's determined to be the ultimate beneficiary. If it's determined that the three children are the ultimate beneficiaries, then the payment, which needs to be broken down for each kid, but even though it can collectively count as
later.
Elliot, well, it's got to be specified today.
No, it doesn't.
And
it won't be.
Well, we have bills, so we don't have much
distribution. Call it saying we're children's situation. Don't break it down. I was advised not to have you do that. That's not why. Because what he's trying to do is establish the beneficiaries as Josh, Jake, and Danny, that these are.
No, we all
so,
right.
Right.
Right. It's without, that's my.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, what Alan's saying is going to either be made to you or the kid.
We can
right.
we can list the amount of tuition payable for each child.
Okay, that's fine.
Because that's the payment. Is, it doesn't say they're beneficiaries.
Yeah, it does.
Say
that trickily there.
It doesn't say. He says for the benefit of them. It doesn't mean they're beneficiaries.
Okay, now look what he says down here. Agree that the trustee is professional. On behalf of Elliot Individuality and Natural Gardens, on behalf of Daniel, agree that the trustee and professional has no liability for making distributions and shall be indemnified and held harmless from suit by Elliot.
By you and your wife.
Elliot,
no, by you and your wife
as parents of the Natural Gardens.
You got to read the word and. You and your wife
right.
indemnify us. You'll never sue us for making these payments.
Right.
And you and your wife, as natural parents, Natural Gardens of these three children, will never sue Ted for making these three payments.
Oh, this is individually rather than to his children.
Yeah, take a look at
that. I don't want to work on this one. Let's work on mine. If you want to modify mine, it's easier because this has too much toxicity in it. The money should have been distributed to Elliot rather than his children.
Reason would he use it for his children, and this should be part of, right? Sounds like what you're trying to do.
Well, you see, it's making it like they're making the payment to the children as beneficiaries. That I don't want it to be.
That's where that for the. Benefit of.
It doesn't say the beneficiaries. We're giving you money and you're using it for the benefit of your children. You're getting the benefit of the money. That's the thing.
Yeah, you
we don't ever have to pay the money out twice.
This isn't resolving the issue of who's the beneficiary. That's sort of been my point here. You just write a sentence and this doesn't resolve that issue.
Okay, so let's try to do that.
I have an order that's really good. I think I left it in Pankowski's folder. Which thing? The order now. No. Have too much paper.
I'd like to change that distribution to payment because it's not really a distribution yet. It's just a payment. That to be later distributed to the proper party.
Well, the thing is, it is a distribution because the money has been gone. We never.
It's
get
a
it
welfare
back.
Payment. It's a welfare payment, and you can't distribute it to any party. Who are you distributing it to? Elliot or the three kids? So why don't you just say a payment? Okay.
Determine later to be a beneficiary.
Okay, then you're gonna have to say that. That word has to go. So for making. Mine's a simple order. It just says make a payment, and we'll determine who it's distributed to later. I don't see why that's problematic to you.
Well, we're not. We're doing the order. We're doing an order that has a lot of teeth. We're doing an order. We'd like to do it today, so let's just hang in there. And what changes do you need to be made out of that receipt agreement, first of all?
Okay. One is that it's not going to be a distribution.
Don't wait on it.
Okay. This welfare payment.
It's a distribution.
It's a welfare payment.
But
you can distribute it to people.
Listen,
who are you distributing it to? Who are you distributing it to?
It's not a payment that's to him in preference over the rights of everybody else. This is an equal distribution to whoever are determined to be the beneficiaries, and we're distributing part of what's entitled from one person to him. A welfare payment could be construed later to be. It's separate from distributions. It's like I get it on top.
Why? We say a welfare payment to be taken. Listen. Okay, no, we could say a welfare payment to be taken off distribution. I see that word. Yeah, that's the word of actually. And he's made welfare payments before, and there's been no agreements or documents or waivers, and they're not getting any of that. And even if you got a waiver, Alan, you know that fraud disqualifies it anyway.
And that's, see, I can't make a distribution if I'm going to get sued. Ever for making the distribution. You can, there's just no way you
that's
would ever.
That's right. That's why you let the judge decide who the distributions go to. You're trying to make a distribution.
Yeah, no,
you're
trying to do it today, though. See, we're trying to do all this today.
I'm not.
No, we're doing it today.
There's no fraud. I'm not.
So that you get it, but then if they are the beneficiaries, your kids are the beneficiaries.
They're not harmless for that. I agree with that. Okay, but if they're harmless for committing fraud, that's different.
That's the tackle of the day.
Yep. And I'm not waiving any hand out.
Right. All you're doing is either you owed it
or my kid owed it. Let the judge decide who's the right.
And then the judge is not going to be responsible for making.
Here, you need the welfare payment page?
No, I need my order. I'm going to have to
run your order. Order. Your order. Oh. Here, I have another one of these.
Yeah, it's different though.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, everybody was. Yeah.
You can just swap my order. Whatever you want.
I can have the email from my office. Let me see.
That was Elliot.
I just throw in this language you want.
The alleged trustee and the alleged, all that alleged.
Okay, scratch it.
Okay. And he's going to.
You might as well ask that right now if he wants to do that.
We can only do the commission today. Oh, we can do that.
Okay. I'll file it tomorrow. Soon. Okay.
We had consent from the people to do it.
Are you starving? Great trustee. My dad would be proud of him. That's why I cut him out.
Hang on, let me see.
Yeah, let Alan work.
Right there in the top. Welfare, you got
it. I'm just running the car real quick. It's going to have any work.
To pay his billing. Don't worry. We're going to charge him for it. Just sold this condo. The money's sitting. All right, thank you, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks,
good.
Eileen.
You're going to be able to get the kids.
That's looking. Put his tongue to nail down to that point, just the minute you open it up.
Yeah.
Right, he's trying to get all kinds of hoopla in there.
Doing. That's
wow.
All. Have a good day.
We'll talk in a little bit. There's no lawyer who's got to connect problems.
But anyway,
in my life.
Back to my if we can get his claim dealt with and that moves the ball that much forward in the estate and save a lot of money.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I agree. Now, it's going to be the estate's position and the beneficiaries, I would assume. But after we settle with that to get it off our plate, we sue Ted because he's the one who did all these crimes. And if you look at the case carefully, Bill's claiming $2.5 million was stolen from him, which I actually have looked at all the records.
Yeah, that's the claim of Mr. Dan.
Okay, right. So, but what you see is during the distribution, whatever the numbers are, I'm not going to give exact, but Cy takes out $5 million and Ted takes out $7.5 million, which is somehow the exact amount Stansberry's claiming was stolen from him is the additional amount that went to Ted. Now, Cy and Ted were an equal partner. They should have both taken out $5 million. So why does Stansberry's money disappear from the books and end up in Ted's distribution being $2.5 million larger? Therefore, Ted stole that money. And then when my dad found out, we have all kinds of evidence and witnesses, employees, et cetera. My dad first was that he got a lawsuit from Bill that they were hiding the mail from him. So when he finally answers him, he says, I trust you, my personal representative. How can Bill rip me off?
That's right.
I just thought that Ted said all the money was paid to Bill 6 weeks before Cy died. Discovers that Bill hasn't been paid.
Right.
Ted goes to file a counterclaim. My father, who's lawyered up more than you've ever seen any man, seriously, in-house counsel, he's
after
this.
They all took legal tutors, and he had them in-house. Lawyered up his whole thing. He doesn't file against him. With Greenberg, probably later resigned. But Ted, my dad doesn't join the suit, and I believe he was going to go after Ted with Stansberry for that money, because my dad was an honorable guy. He did something wrong as his kid. They were paying the price of going to court.
Yeah, I do need it. Can I just?
It's a pretty straightforward.
Let me see what I wrote. I gave John my orders, and it was in that order pile. Sorry. What? Well, I won't remember when I wrote that, when I wrote it, though.
You want to go back to your office, figure it out, shoot me?
If we leave here, it's never going to happen. It's just,
yeah, we got the judge.
You want this to be done, you got to just...
Oh, okay. I thought it'd be easier for you.
That's what I wrote.
Okay, here's...
You read it first.
First it's on, okay.
Yeah, just, yeah, that's okay. The whole thing, then we'll just hit it paragraph by paragraph.
Okay, I'm not going to sign a clawback agreement or anything.
Yeah, just make sure you go through the whole thing and tell I'm like, you know, okay with one, but not with two, or because that way it's more functional here.
Okay.
System for next time.
The five's got to go.
All right, well, let's, now we got Alan, let's do the old 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and... So are you okay with, Al, are you okay with one? Let's make it real simple.
We're going to have to change that. You didn't hear any arguments, all that, so... Right.
We just say agreement of the parties.
Yeah, right, by agreement of the parties or something.
Okay. Well, he has heard argument, and we can
okay,
change and agree
over. Okay, you feel comfortable with it?
Yeah. Okay. I really care more about what's below. The trustees authorized directors compelled to make payments to the school.
Okay.
Is that what we're paying, the 2013-14 arrear
edition? No, 2000.
Yeah, that's correct.
14. Oh, okay. 13-14. Oh, yeah, the past. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And the full cost, you were paying the full cost in advance?
Yep.
The whole year?
That's what they demanded, because we...
I understand.
Okay, good.
I'm not, I mean, I'm
yeah. Reiterating.
I'm not as dumb as you think.
Keep your dumb.
The trustee authorized the director to make the payments upon receipt from you of a clawback. This is the clawback, that thing. We're gonna work on that.
Okay.
Well, we can maybe
right.
modify it.
Okay.
Well, the school gave you, I mean, well, it's not a little bit. Okay, the court has to rule that he's held harmless, and not for making these court ordered distributions.
Okay.
I'm only gonna do this if they're called distributions. I want your kids to go to school, I'm not threatening you, it's not a thing, it's just these are distributions. It's all they can be. That's all we've made to other people.
Who's he making the distributions to? We need to clarify that.
He's making them to either you, if you're the beneficiary,
that.
Or your children.
Okay,
if
so you're going to
say
that.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. You, individually.
Yep.
You and your wife. Yeah.
Yeah, as guardians for our kids.
And guardians for your kids. Are enjoined and precluded from ever filing or pursuing any action against Ted in connection with this distribution under this order.
Okay. This distribution to be determined to the ultimate parties by the court, blah, blah. Okay.
I would live something like that.
Yeah, okay.
So it's going to be an injunction. I was going to enjoin you from suing him ever about this. And if you.
This distribution.
About this particular
these
school.
Payments,
yeah, I'm fine.
This payment.
I was going to sue
him. And so what's wrong with this now? Why can't you live with the same changes in this?
Changes.
I mean, it's a distribution.
As long as you call, no,
but it's not,
no, qualify.
It's a distribution to somebody, and
to
it'll
be determined,
later
by the court.
That it counts against you or counts against
so why don't
them.
You just call it a welfare payment to be determined
because I'm not willing to
be
call
a
welfare payment. Because I'm not willing to do
why?
That. Well, just because I'm not. So.
Well, but by distributing, no, you see, I
talk
can't
to Brian.
I can't.
Yeah, but of course, I haven't read the trust,
yeah,
so you have to understand.
Yeah.
I'm kind of at a disadvantage.
Here, I've got the trust
is
page.
Is there an
hold on.
Is he doing an amount?
It's just an interim distribution. It's a partial interim distribution. That's the only way it's going to be.
Whoever the beneficiaries are,
right?
You, the kids, this counts against whatever they're entitled to.
To be determined
right.
Distribution.
That's all
so it's really
right.
Welfare payment. Under the terms of the
contract, you're saying you have to help me out to that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
To be a welfare payment sounds like it would be something over and above what you were entitled to.
No, right here.
As opposed to.
No. Why does it feel they need to be distribution?
Well,
can you explain that to me?
Sure. Because they're distributions.
Okay,
they're
partial for welfare payment.
We're not agreeing to welfare payments. We're not agreeing to welfare
payments.
Because we're not agreeing to welfare payments. The other beneficiaries haven't been asked to agree to welfare payments.
They don't have to. You asking other beneficiaries about my personal private stuff.
Then they would object.
Yeah,
but they haven't objected.
Well, I think what they did was agree from what John just told me. They agreed to these payments being made under the category of distributions that were either to you or to the kids. So he's kind of got authority for that, as opposed to a welfare payment to be something.
I don't know what a welfare payment is. We haven't litigated welfare payments.
Well,
this is
trust.
We haven't litigated that today. If you want to litigate that, then you have to come back and litigate it another time. Well, you've got to decide.
Okay. I'm deciding.
Okay.
Let's see if you can.
You're going to have to pretty much sign.
Get go back to that idea of getting that narrow, definite payment without prejudice to your position.
Okay, yeah, let's put in that it doesn't prejudice any other actions.
It's just for just this.
That Elliot Bernstein might have against the trustee. Just for these payments.
I agree. That's what it said, but that's what
and
it says. But you don't need to that in there.
That's
what
and
it says.
Distributions to be determined by the court at the appropriate time. To the appropriate party. That's all.
They have to be, they have to count against whatever distribution you or your children ultimately are entitled to.
That's fine.
To count against.
We got that. We got
and
that.
They are
we want
with
you
prejudice
just to say that.
As to this.
It's with prejudice.
As meaning. To these distributions. It's without prejudice to anything else that happened before or after.
That could land.
That makes it, yeah, any
okay.
other claim that you may,
okay.
may have.
Good. So.
You're settling a case, but you're only settling one issue.
This little issue. And
that's
I won't
it.
Harm them.
Yeah, you won't kill him and so forth, which is
might do some good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you didn't want the other side. Coming.
What's the other side?
No.
Can you use that highlighted like that? That's the only topic or what?
Here, I have another copy that's on.
Do you know the exact amounts that are due for each kid? Because you,
no.
you send the invoices. You do. You had the invoices attached to your motion.
No, but they, you just put it in as the amount in that one I have is the exact amount they want today. And I don't think you should break it out to the children. Just make it a payment to St. Andrew's School.
Well, it has to be organized
for the three children.
But,
well,
let me see what your motion is.
Well,
is
the rest of the trust just one?
Yeah. Cancel the rest of the stuff. And when
it's
Peter's filing, Peter's Peter's filing. No, one of Peter's objection. Yeah.
Here's the past due amounts for each kid. Well, it has to specify how much counts against each child so that
well,
we don't have to litigate it later.
Determined.
Well, no, it has to be determined. We don't determine things in the future. We can determine it
well,
now.
Well, we're going to determine
we can determine
the distribution later. We might as well just determine who it was to.
No,
seriously, Alan, there's no new reason to parse that. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have that? This breaks down
last year, so there's
right.
got to be a bill for each for this year. So we want to just add up the total and.
Well, they haven't set me
okay.
yet.
Okay.
They
just told us here
well, if we did
it
if we did a deal,
right.
it would be conditioned upon the agreement that you provide us that information, you get it from the school, you provide it within 10 days,
here,
and we'll
I know
modify
the
order.
It's 27 to 50 for the two high schoolers.
Okay. Who's in high school?
Josh.
Do you think it's 27 what?
27,750. Well, we already added it up because I don't know what the other.
That's right. Just give them the amount from the order that I gave you.
It has to be broken down for each person. There's 10 beneficiaries.
One. There are 10 beneficiaries.
If you're right, then they'll lump the three and it'll all count against you. But if it's 10, I wanted to specify in here how much the 10's all spent. Thousands of dollars litigating later, how much each is for each kid. He's going to tell you there's no way anyone will let you do it without doing it that way.
Right.
Because you got to. It's the only way you can
for
do
a trustee to get their job, but then it needs to link up in terms of the amount that they're paying corresponds to the amount that's due in this case.
So we can say so when it's good. Finally determined who the distributions are to, we add up who the payments were for.
You got to say what we needed to say.
You know what? I'm done. Really. You know what? Let the kids go out of school.
No,
I'm going to put
it
in prison. Watch. I'm done with you guys.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Kim. I'm done with this. We're going to hell.
I'm not accepting.
Oh.
You have to accept agree to put both.
What?
The one sum amount
if it goes to you, that's the once in a month it comes. Three, we have to have three broken down amounts for each kit.
Okay. For 26 or 27? For Danny's 26. Document to, there was nothing with it. No. That came later when we bought it. Kind of cover my ass document.
I have to listen to what she says first. Wait, 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 that's okay, so wait.
All right.
That's right.
He's trying to tie it to those past payments, and it's never going to happen. And I'll walk away, and I really don't care. And then they'll sue the shit out of them for damages up till their debt. For their last dying day. And then they'll put them in for the
next month. All right, let's okay. Finish this first. So,
I'm not going to change your relationship. Hang on. There's words
there.
Hang on
a minute. Yeah. We're getting done.
No, we won't. There's a word standard. I'm not waving anything, and that's what they want.
Try to wave or say it's okay.
This document's already been confirmed by the Florida Governor Notary Department to have been improperly notarized. The side can't be shown to have been there or produced by them. Selena drafted the document, gains power over the estate through the document, and signs as witness, which also obviously hurts the integrity.
I took your number out of the tuition gaming after that. So you rounded him up to 42 for the next one. I rounded him up a little more than 2,000 to 46.
Perfect.
And I rounded him up to like 45.5. I don't care if he did 46. It doesn't matter. But I've been doing that out of this number here.
Okay,
well. So the payment we made for Daniel in that amount, for Jacob in that amount, and for Josh in that amount, and the total was 133.5. And the agreement is that if they are individually beneficiaries.
This can't say distribution in the amount of.
Okay. Well, we can put down here, for the purpose of the word distribution is without prejudice to your claim, that we can just add that in the global. I mean, that's fine. I don't mind. I'm not here to.
Okay, write that.
We will write it. But the numbers, are the numbers okay?
Yes.
Okay. Then my order, we're going to get the injunction language we need in the order. Correct?
So
that, yeah, the injunction, you enjoined from suing Ted about these distributions only. Okay, but these count against the distribution, if it's ever to be made for the benefit of Daniel, Jacob, or Joshua, or if it's to be made to Elliot, it counts, the full amount counts as against a distribution to Elliot.
Right. We agree on that.
Okay.
What don't you agree to?
Any language that tries to make this tied to their distributions and waivers and yada yada. Yeah, Alan.
Brian has a.
Just to put the thing.
Right.
Prejudice your rights to claim one.
Good luck, Brian.
Yeah, I don't have an assembly.
Prejudice any of my other claims. Frank, did I give you a second one of those?
I think there's one.
Hold on. Is there two in there?
There was at one point.
Sharp you are. That's a good eye. I just searched everywhere.
Is there a corporal in there at all? That might still be higher and left over.
Spell your wife's name.
I see.
what this to say about the word distribution now? Whoever the ultimate beneficiary is going to be entitled to a distribution, this will count as the district for that distribution.
So say this payment will count as the ultimate distribution to be after determination by the court. That's the language I put in mind.
These are distributions to your children, unless the judge determines they should be
distributed to you. No. They're not distributions to my children.
No,
they are. They're not. The minute you say that, this deal's over, and we go back to zero. They're not distributions to my children. They're distributions for the payment of school to be decided who they will be distributed to after the court's determination of the beneficiaries. Just like they should have done before they took those fraudulent payments. Well, because you're making a distribution to beneficiaries that are knowledgeable about fraud that occurred.
Well, it would be either to you or the kids.
Right. I mean, the judge, either way, I'm a beneficiary. Ted is. It goes that in one way.
You're the beneficiary.
Right. I'm always the beneficiary of my children.
Right. That's why Alan wants to say distribution and you want it reined in.
Yes, it's a payment. Right. And if he says distribution, I'm going to charge him with fraud right there. Even though he's saying I can't, this will be inducement.
Well, it would be a distribution.
I mean, I can take him through the argument, but I've heard it from a few lawyers.
No, he's saying distribution, though, either to you or the kids, whoever is determined.
He didn't just say that. See, he was trying to say those distributions were to the children. And when he does that.
Oh, no, he's not going to say that.
No, that actually is what he was trying to say.
What?
I need to speak to you for a minute. Okay,
let me just finish this and then I'll wait.
No, I need to speak to you for a minute before I walk out the door.
Okay. Hang on,
Those legal fees are all assessed to the proper parties.
Thank you.
There you go. That plus my order my way with is what it would take.
Do you have your order marked up, Alan?
I'll have to get...
Yeah, we're going to have to see that. Great job.
Okay.
Okay. See, it can't be a distribution.
Flip it over. I think we addressed that right there.
Distributions to any parties?
Any prior distributions?
To any parties. So that's clear.
What does that mean now?
Any distributions to any prior parties.
That's yeah. Any prior distributions. I mean, any means any. And we also can't, we would have a request that you provide, just for our records, an invoice from the actual school reflecting that they received three payments, just to be able for the records.
You're going
to
pay them direct, right?
Yeah, then they
I understand that. We would like for the file, it would be kept confidential. We want anything, nothing about this ever gets on the internet and published because this is your children.
I have. Look, they say welfare payments to the... electricity and stuff like that.
Is this okay with you as it is?
Yes. Wait, he's asking a question. Don't think it's not. I don't trust you. That's why.
No, I
really don't trust you, Alan. I know you're trying to trick me here with your role play.
I'm not trying to trick you.
I'm really not. I don't.
Absolutely not.
Mr. O'Connell's here. He can help you.
Okay. Any part to any other parties?
Right. Or to
any parties?
To any parties other than, and I don't know if your kids have gotten this.
Right.
Any other than Elliot or any of the children have gotten this.
Or his children?
Right. Yeah, I think that clarifies it. So
right. Signature or that's waiver. Alan.
I think it says concession.
Is that consent or con? I could read all your stuff.
Concession. Waiver.
Or concession.
Concession.
I thought that was whatever. Okay. You know,
Yeah, no problem.
Or waiver. Can we put that in?
Yeah, or waiver. Did it say waiver or concession?
This is not concession.
Admission.
Admission. Wake of wake here.
Yeah, I'll write it, please.
So I really wrote it there. What Brian thinks we should have.
Because he's gotten distributions before.
Right.
So I want to make sure that the you guys are all on the same page. He's talking about distributions other than himself.
Do you want the word waiver? Have your pen, Ted.
It doesn't constitute a waiver.
Right. In this case, I don't think Judge Cole would think anything ever got waived.
He'd be crazy, too. And they'd be crazy to try to reduce a fraudulent waiver. Well, they try, boy. I understand your call. I'm not trying anything to do, including using my kids as hostage.
Okay. Well, I think now we're three bad. Now we just need your good order, whatever that is. Or someone's going to print it or something.
When you share it, it's just similar.
Admission, concession, or waiver. Even better.
Okay. Admission, concession, or waiver. Any prior distributions to any parties other than Elliot or his children were proper.
I'm out of order here. I just have, you know, the judge in front of you.
Nor is a waiver of any other claims. That's all. Or is a...
It says waves.
Okay, he'd like it to be nor is a waiver. He'd like it to say nor is this a waiver.
No. I'm okay with nor.
He's okay with nor.
Yeah, I thought it was waiver.
How did that get?
He's got a D in handwriting like I did.
Well, that's the problem with lawyers.
Nor waves any other claims.
I'd be glad to have it typed up, or if you can sign it while we're here.
I could be just typing it up, honestly.
So, they have a what, you want to sign this one, or initial this one, so we have it agreed what you signed, and go to tell the judge now what we're doing, and we'll submit it post-haste?
Well, let's get it typed up, send it to us, we'll go tell them how.
Yeah, let's go tell them now.
Yeah, and then we'll get it signed. You'll send it over to me, we'll send it to 10 by 5. I think if we call the school and tell them it was...
Well,
it's going to to you or to the
right.
Kids. It's in the universe. It can only be one of
Mine is more discovery than the usual thing.
Nothing. It baffled everybody, baffled everybody. Okay, can I get,
We added the paragraph you need to read.
Can I get,
Read the paragraph at the end.
Oh, now there's a new paragraph?
Yeah, there's a new paragraph.
Ah. Yeah.
I'll read it to you.
Voluntary, oh, okay.
OJGs?
You just have to read this out.
Beneficiaries?
Take out that whole confidential part, I'm not going.
The terms of the agreement shall remain confidential.
They don't have to. It's not confidential, right?
Well, it's your, I think it is.
It's really what you think and what I think are different. My kids, my wish, blah, just take it out. I don't work.
Or it's not back confidential.
Right. You're barking up the wrong tree.
Which tree? This is gonna be.
Keep it in the dark.
Well.
Goes in the public record. It's gonna be.
Doesn't look good.
Public anyways.
One more second.
You can't seal it, it's a word.
No, it's a public order. It's a public document. Are you asking him to seal it?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's not waste time. No.
You ready? Yeah.
Okay.
The order. It'd have the
you
same.
All agree to not publish anything on one of this agreement. This,
no,
want this
take
online
that
for your children.
I don't care. Fine. I'm just not protecting myself.
Ready for lunch?
I'm ready now.
Okay.
But that's okay.
He
wants to go to
or else we'll get it done.
Yeah,
can I get some pictures of that document?
We'll read it into the record on the court reporter.
Well, I'd like to get a picture of it.
You can have a picture of it, too.
Okay, thank you.
Ted? Yeah,
Ted?
You coming in? Can we let the judge decide if you can publish it online?
No.
Because I think he should decide if it's
involved minor children. Thank you, sir.
Real
chicken little. Link up the mom. Thank you.
I'm gonna give you till we're done.
Your Honor, may I leave my stuff just spread out here?
Yeah. I don't think you're gonna steal your money. No. You can take your stuff.
Okay. We have enough room. Okay.
And thank you for taking a break for us. No, that part we're taking out.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's scratch it out right now.
Do you have a pen? I authorize you to scratch it out.
Yeah.
Before we do that, can I ask you a procedural question? Are you in the office this afternoon?
Oops,
you
know,
your
sorry.
Order, or?
I'll let you back.
Okay.
274-1418.
274-1418.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to
back
back or email
me.
Before 3:30,
show you. Do I have a business card? No. You want my name?
Yeah.
Elliot, E-L-I-O-T. Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. Thank you.
Did you take a picture yet?
I do. No, I'm good.
Okay, you ready? Okay, all right. So now we're back on the Bernstein record, and for the report and benefits, counsel over your benefits.
I need all the pages.
Alan Rose on behalf of the Ted Bernstein, is trustee of the Shirley Bernstein Trust.
Okay.
Elliot Bernstein, on behalf of Elliot Bernstein.
Tom Morris, here on behalf of Molly Simon, Alexandra Bernstein, Michael Bernstein, and Eric Bernstein.
Brian O'Connell, your Honor, first representative of the case, Simon Bernstein.
Okay. All right. What do we have?
Mr. Connell is not technically in the case. He's here helping. He's out in the hallway.
Okay.
It's a little bit of an unusual situation because of the time exigency that's been presented by the children's need for tuition payments. So it represented to us that
there are three minor children who will not be permitted to attend the school they've been attending without these distributions. It's the trustees' without payment to the school. It's the trustees' position and belief that there are different ways in which the money may be distributed ultimately, but we are not aware of any scenario under which some money doesn't get distributed either to the three minor children of Elliot Bernstein or to Elliot Bernstein. So we believe that there will be ultimately a distribution to one of them. We're not determined yet who. We don't know if it should be the minor children. We don't know if it should be all the grandchildren, if it should be some of the grandchildren. We don't know if it should be the children of Simon and Shirley Bernstein. That's to be determined in a trust construction action that's separate. In the meantime and in the interim on this emergency basis, what we are trying to structure is a way to make payment directly to the St. Andrews School so that we don't prejudice the rights of these three children. So we have a receipt and partial distribution agreement that we have modified and edited, and I would like Mr. Bernstein will sign that now, he'll initial it, and I'll retype it up and send them a clean copy of exactly the same words that they can sign later today. And we have an order that we'd like Your Honor to enter, and we'll have to submit because we have to modify it, but it would be an agreed order.
Okay, so why don't you read to me or publish what you agreed to?
Okay.
So, Mr. Bernstein, listen to that carefully.
To what?
To the agreement. I'm asking to read in the record the agreement.
Oh, are we going to, can I take a picture of that too?
Well, you get a copy of it.
Oh, no, I meant the other one on your computer, the order part.
You may.
Okay. Thank you.
I read. And
yeah, go ahead. You can read.
And for the record, whenever I read the word distribution, we have agreed that this is without prejudice to Mr. Bernstein's rights to contest that other prior distributions were proper or improper. And that's provided in here. But these are distributions being made by the trustee for the benefit of these beneficiaries. So it says receipt of partial distribution dated August 19, 2014. The undersigned, Elliot Bernstein, individually, and it'll read, and Candace Bernstein individually, and Elliot Bernstein and Candace Bernstein as parents and natural guardians of Daniel Bernstein, Jacob Bernstein, and Joshua Bernstein, hereby acknowledge that they will receive from the trustee of the above trust the following. Distribution in the amount of payable to St. Andrew's School for the benefit of Daniel, $42,000. Payable to St. Andrew's School for the benefit of Jacob, $46,000. Payable to St. Andrew's School for the benefit of Joshua, $45,500. This isn't in the document, but it's been represented to us that these are the amounts necessary to cover last year's arrearages, this year's tuition, and some amount of money for books and necessities those are the agreed upon numbers. And the total is $133,500. The condition of this distribution is the agreement by the undersigned to return to the trustee upon demand any property determined by the court to have been improperly received and its income since distribution, or if the undersigned have not have the property, to return to the said trustee the value of the property at date of disposition and its income and gain received. The undersigned shall have no obligation to return the property unless it's determined by a court to have been improperly distributed. Further, to the extent that it is determined that these monies should have been distributed to Elliot Bernstein individually rather than to his children or trust for the benefit of his children.
Oh, wait. I thought we took that out there, by the way.
No.
We're not making distributions to the children. We're waiting for the court to determine who the distributions ultimately go to.
No, listen to the clause.
I do. That's not what we agreed to.
See, these are distributions. We just don't know who they should go to. So
I'm following it so far. So, we've all done a good job to make sure this is not prejudiced. So let him continue to read it because
okay,
I think it's on
point. Oh, no.
I mean, I know what you want to accomplish. I'm just remaining silent until he reads it to the record. Go ahead.
And just as you're listening to the rest of the story, we're going to ask you, as part of our agreed order, is for you to enter an injunction that would prevent anyone, Elliot, his wife, and children, from ever suing the trustee just for making these three payments. Okay. To the extent it is determined that these monies should have been distributed to Elliot Bernstein individually, rather than to his children or to trust for the benefit of his children, Elliot agrees that he would have used this money for the benefit of his children, and he agrees that this distribution of $133,500 would constitute part of any distribution to which he would be entitled. Elliot and Candace individually, and Elliot and Candace as parents and natural guardians on behalf of Daniel, Jacob, and Joshua, agree that the trustee and his professional shall have absolutely no liability to anyone for making this distribution and shall be indemnified and held harmless from suit by Elliot and Candace. Indemnified and held harmless from suit by Elliot and Candace, and Elliot and Candace as parents and natural guardian of Daniel, Jacob, and Joshua. The distributions contemplated here under are subject to approval.
Thank you.
I know. I'm sorry.
Subject to approval.
Are subject to approval by the probate court. If the court determines that Daniel, Jacob, and Joshua are beneficiaries of the Shirley Trust, these payments will constitute distributions to them or for the benefit of them. If the court determines that Elliot is a beneficiary of the Shirley Trust, the full amount of $133,500 shall count against any distribution to Elliot. This does not constitute an admission, concession, or waiver by Elliot and Candace Bernstein that any prior distributions to any parties other than Elliot or his children were proper, nor waives any other claim. This agreement was made voluntarily and not under duress, pressure, or coercion by the trustee. That's the agreement of the parties, but it's subject to the court also entering an order. And the order, I can hand it to you, or you could rather read it on my screen, or me read it out loud.
Do you agree to order that you're going to type up?
Yeah.
I don't need to see that, as long as you both agree to the form of the order.
Okay. And the significant language that I would point out, and this is, you understand that the trustee's being sued. I'm being sued. This is a contentious case.
Let me just say something here. I understand exactly what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, I haven't missed the thing.
I just...
Okay, and I've listened to... You finished the agreement, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I've listened to it with a couple of directions. One is to actually determine what your deal is. Two, because Elliot's pro se, I have a little bit of an extra duty because he's not a lawyer. And he's heavily involved in the litigation, but he still doesn't know all the rules and substantive things to make sure that what I hear from the agreement and the order meets the best that I know of falls within the situation of what you want to accomplish. Okay, so that's kind of how I do it. It's not special treatment of Elliot, but I do that whenever there's a pro se on one side and a lawyer on the other in particular. Not that you're doing, not that you're taking advantage, but just, you know, as smart as Elliot may think he is, this is legal stuff, and some of the stuff may pass him by. So, before you get to the order, let me say this. I mean, from the moment this matter got spoken about, and Elliot brought to my attention that there was this issue of funding the schooling for his children, I think you've done a really good job, all sides, drafting this agreement, because it seems to meet the two intentions of it. One, get the money to the school for the children, and two, do it as we frequently do without prejudice to any other claims that may be existing, and yet give credit for the fact that the payments were made. So it's actually very simple. I mean, in a light, for example, in family law, we do this stuff all the time. So this is a very common method of accomplishing it. You preserve your claims, and on the other hand, you acknowledge this, and then as a result of it, we don't have a situation where you can shake hands with one set of hands and then punch the other with the other set of hands. So by virtue of this act taking place, no one can get sued, no one can get challenged for the fact that they're entering into an agreement. Because if that was the case, no one would ever enter into an agreement. So I've listened to what you said, and understanding what the purpose of it is, I think you've covered all of it. Okay, so I'm satisfied that it meets the best interests of the parties, collectively, individually, makes good sense, and away you go.
We do have language in the order, apropos of what Your Honor just said, that the court finds that no beneficiary objected to this, and that it's in the best interest of Elliot Bernstein and his children that these distributions be made.
Okay, let me just caution you. No beneficiary, does that include Freeman's client? Because he says he's a beneficiary, although I haven't determined that yet.
He's that's why we're in this Shirley box.
Okay,
he's
right.
Dropped his claim against Shirley box.
Okay, all right, thank you.
By the way, Your Honor, they had asked Mr. Freeman to waive his claims to make the school payment. kind of makes them a beneficiary. I'm just saying.
No, that doesn't make them a beneficiary. See, there you go being a per se complicating matters.
So let's not go there.
I only asked an assignment box.
Okay.
Now I'm in the Shirley box.
Okay, so now, okay.
And this is the important part that we agreed to, and this can be an agreed order, so it's not appealable, and it provides that Elliot individually and his wife individually, I'm adding that because we've added her to these agreements, Elliot and his wife individually, Elliot and Candace as guardians of their three minor children, and any other beneficiaries are enjoined and precluded from filing or pursuing any action against the trustee in connection with the trustee's distributions provided under this agreement, and I'll add the word and order. The court finds that...
Can we put in regarding the school payments herein so that it's not
confusion? Regarding this matter.
Right. And so...
He covered that.
Okay.
This matter.
Okay,
this,
you're comfortable.
See, it's not more than... I mean, this is a contained matter.
If you're comfortable, I'm comfortable.
And my client, and this is... We're not talking out of school, but my client just wants to make certain that Your Honor understands. If there's a suit about this, we would expect to come in and have Your Honor enforce an injunction against him. Only this little narrow issue
of
these three
men. I mean, look, this is not...
I understand.
Okay.
And this is a baby step, but it is an important step to take. Now, we would ask, he's not agreed to this. We would like this, we don't believe since it involves three minors, it should be published on the internet. It may not be appropriate, and we're going to be back to you on other issues of things being on the internet at a different time, but we're concerned because you have minor children.
So what is it that you're asking me?
We ask that this be kept confidential and not published online. It can be shared with the parties. And Mr. Bernstein didn't agree to that. It's not part of our deal, but I think it would be a wise idea to do that.
Mr. Bernstein?
No.
Why not?
There's no reason.
Okay, how about if I find there's a reason?
Okay, if you find there's a reason,
I'll hold it. There's a reason to keep it confidential. I think it's in the interest of your children.
Which?
Your children. Three children.
The order is going to be confidential?
Well, yeah, I mean, that for now, okay, that this deal... Okay, because it's a deal, okay, be remain confidential between the parties. Okay, it's good for everybody that it does that.
Well, I've got to take it to the problem I have is I do most of my work online, so
right.
Lawyers that are working
well, that
with me, et cetera.
Lawyers are not excluded. Your lawyers are included, parties are included, lawyers are included, support staff's included.
Okay. If you're comfortable. I'm
yeah, and there's a good reason for that.
Okay.
I want to have an understanding, though, of something else that's important. Did you want to say something, Mr. Morrison?
Yeah, I thought of something separate and apart from
go ahead.
That. Okay. This could be considered a settlement on behalf of minors in excess of $15,000.
Right. Okay.
Guardian's
waived.
Yeah. There might want to be a sentence in the order,
yeah,
Alan.
You might want to put that.
Yeah, that says... The necessity
yeah, it's a claim that the children could have if the children wind up being beneficiaries. To the extent to which they need a guardian, I find that Elliot and Candace are the natural guardians and are appropriate to make decisions. Okay, so that's it.
Thank you.
Okay,
that's
your pocket's not being picked. I'm just finding you're the guardians in charge of making this decision.
Right.
I don't happen to have an outside guardian make the decision. For
okay.
The children. Okay. Right. Here's the other thing I want to make sure. This is important. So move a little aside, so Ted,
sorry.
So mechanically, okay, once this order is entered, the Ted is going to write checks on the trust account of the Shirley Trust. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So now...
I'm sorry, who said yes?
Ted Bernstein.
Okay.
Ted Bernstein.
And those three checks are going to be sent to the school. Okay, how is the school going to know what those checks are for? They're going to see a check from a trust. They're going to go, hey, thanks, like that. So,
well, I think we've judged good question. I think they've broken them down by child. You could
well,
look for
that.
The
okay, so
tuition
the check,
and fees.
Then, on the check,
right.
You need to be able to put descriptive language and the transmittal that indicates that this is for arrears, tuition arrears, and current tuition for the 2014-2015 school year, is that
correct?
What
correct.
Okay, understand how that goes?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Here's the other thing I want to make sure is clear. The children, those checks go. School starts when?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. and this you can either add in or to the order or somewhere. I want the following provision. If for any reason, whether because the children are withdrawn from the school or otherwise. The school is not permitted to disperse any of those monies to anyone else other until without court order.
Okay. Totally okay. Fair.
So, technically, if you withdrew your kids 3 days from now, you can't go into the school and say,
give me money.
Give me money.
Got it.
Okay. No one can do that.
Perfect.
Okay, so the school will hold the money and not disperse.
Right.
So it means you're going to have to notice the school on this order.
And I believe
that... This would be my suggestion, Your Honor, if I may. I think the agreement would be confidential, and the order would not need to be confidential.
Okay, true. The agreement is confidential, the order won't be.
And I'll put the language...
The order is going to be online anyway.
That's what I was saying.
But the agreement doesn't have to be. Right, but that's because when we want the school to know, so if someone walks in, knocks on the door and says, hey, by the way, I want to take $500 because I want to buy the kids school clothing, the answer is no. No one, only the school can use that money.
Right.
Internally.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Everyone has an understanding.
I guess for the record, it's in their account. They can buy clothing in the school store, but they can't use
exactly.
It outside.
Exactly. They can't go shopping. They're
not
going
to cash.
Like
right.
That.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Okay.
All right.
I think you've got, and look, let me tell you, so, you know, I mean, I didn't know when you folks left whether you'd get this. I thought you should. You did. So it tells me that even in this type of contentious litigation, you can still create something that's beneficial and preserve the rights, that you have as to other issues. And there is no such thing as if we dispute on the one hand, one thing, we can't ever agree to something else. Okay, so now you've done a really good job because you've proven to yourselves that you can continue to do what happens in litigation. You agree what you can agree upon, and you disagree, but it's all done civilly and professionally and done in just this type of manner in the courtroom. Because that's where we do our battles in the courtroom, based upon the rules. Yes?
Yes. To mention one thing to build on that, Your Honor, to give you a little report. I think I have everyone's agreement to a mediation, at least on one issue having to do with the creditor, whether he gets his claim satisfied or settled or so forth. And hopefully it will ripen into a broader sort of agreement. Okay. But all just right, to let you know, that's sort of in the works.
Okay. All right. So,
I will prepare the agreement and the order, and I will circulate.
All right, but now I have to ask some questions. So, raise your right hand, raise your right hand, raise your right hand, three of you. Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Starting with Ted. Have you heard the agreement announced by Mr. Rose as ended a little bit by Elliot and Mr. Rose?
I have, Your Honor.
Is that your agreement in your capacity as trustee of Shirley's Trust?
It is.
Okay, are you entering that agreement freely and voluntarily intending to be bound by it?
I am.
Elliot, state your name.
Elliot Eifenberg.
Okay, and did you hear the agreement announced by Mr. Rose as edited in part by you and him?
I did, sir.
Is that your agreement?
Yes, sir.
Are you entering into that agreement freely and voluntarily intending to be bound by it?
Yes, sir.
Candace?
Okay. Bernstein.
Stand up. I see, okay. All right, hand down. Did you hear the agreement announced by the parties?
Yes, I did.
Is that your agreement?
Yes.
Are you intending, did you enter into that agreement freely and voluntarily?
Yes.
And you intend to be bound by it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you're going to type it up and kind of keep that on the shelf. Okay. Because that will mean that, now you're bound by the agreement. Okay. So if for some reason you're going to type that up, correct? What are you going to do with this?
I'm going to type up the agreement is edited in the order immediately when I get to my office and circulate it and get it to you this afternoon.
But if for some reason that doesn't get signed, then whatever is on the record here as well as acknowledgments is the agreement. But you need to obviously sign the written agreement because that's what's going to allow me to sign the reorder. So you can fax up to me a copy of the agreement, which I'll just throw out because you're going to keep the agreement confidential, and then send me an original order, and then send me a cover sheet that gives me a fax to return it. I'll fax it back to Mr. Rose so that he can circulate the order.
Thank you.
You may want to
thank
get a certified copy of the order to give to the school at some point, but I'll let you decide that.
I don't think they need that.
Okay, all right, very good. Thanks.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, how are you sending that to me?
I'll email it to you as soon as I get to the office. I'll copy it through.
I'm out. Thank you for your time.
I'm so sweaty.
Brian, are you?
Thank you.
Can I get that, please?
Is that your marker? Is that your marker?
I don't know.
Run into the conference.
Do you have a business card by any chance?
I'm sorry.
A business card?
Yes.
I'll email it to you, sorry.
But I need you to write down some information.
Here, you can write it on the back of her card.
Yeah.
They're putting you to work, Brian.
Yes, you are. You said you weren't going to speak and then you did, so.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself.
It's been ordered. Do you need a copy of this, of the transcript Mr. Rose ordered to be?
Oh, he doesn't give us anything, so, yeah. Like playing with.
All right, then I.
What's a copy of what he pays for?
Well, no, you'd have to pay for it. He's paying for his copy. If you wanted an order, a copy, you'd have to pay for the copy. So if you don't want to pay for it, he's going to have it. So.
All right, you're getting one, right, Brian?
No, okay, I'll take it.
You'll want it? Okay. All right.
So he'll probably share with me.
He's sure. Then you're buying your copy, a mini or a regular copy.
Great.
By the way, there was.
Oh, yeah. Here, let me find something for you. Well, it's really its own.
And thank you, by the way, for that emergency.
Did you guys have something from Shirley?
I've got all these names.
Yeah, I do.
We'll have to give you a.
I mean, if you want me to, I can just get it from your secretary if they don't have anything.
It's that funky looking one right here.
Do you have an extra copy of anything?
That's all right.
I'm sorry to trouble you. I just have.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Do you use the case number?
Shirley, right there.
You know, that'd be. Okay.
Yeah. Is that an extra one?
Thank you, sir.
Is this an extra one that I can?
No, that's actually an original.
That's the original. Yeah, that's.
Can you do the case?
All printed. You got your phone? Do you have a phone?
Oh, yeah, let me
phone?
Do that. Good idea.
Yeah. I can do that at everything now.
That's so smart.
Just store it.
You know what? It's. A friend of mine started just taking a picture of her fridge before she walks out to the grocery store. Then you don't have to write anything down.
List.
You can go, okay, look at that.
I just said to my friend, he does a whiteboard. He's got like four whiteboards around him. Yeah. So I'm like, he's going on vacation, he's starting right at time. I said, cell phone. He's like, oh my God. I waste so much. Priceless.
Oh.
Yes. FEAMAN.
Yeah, any other names that were.
That was just fine.
Thank you so much.
Oh, relax. Thank you, Brian, very, very, very much. My wife.
Well, let's
get,
maybe.
But
I like the opposite. We'll get the step one.
The step two is not.
I don't think you're saying that you're not going to put your feet. Yes, we are. Okay. Yeah, we're you don't want to be here.
Peter's fine. I think everyone says that.
just the
amount. Well, they've avoided him for how long?
Well, no. Time.
What?
Time.
Oh, wait. Way past time. And they're in a bad position right now. They're not going
to
be arguing much.
They've been using our money to prevent them giving us our money.
And prevent Bill from getting his money.
Wasting.
This thing should have been settled with Bill in 3 months at worst.
Yeah. The first letter he sent, it should have been settled. That's how
Cy
would have done it.
If
you send me a letter,
we
settle it.
Going out?
Okay, so I'm up the stairs.
Oh, okay.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See, he'd be pissed about that. What was her name?
Oh, get my
phone. Oh, I hate those people.
Oh my God.
God, do I hate them. I would just castrate them, castigate them.
Oh, did you hear old Marty?
What?
Oh my God, that's
what's going on here.
You don't have to try. I, trust me, I know exactly what's going on here. One's beating up the other side.
Right.
And Ted wouldn't go out and hire Cy Price fucking attorneys like Minkowski unless he needed them for his defense. So.
Colin does know what's going on here. How'd you like that, Mark? A little nervous there. You're a little nervous there. Huh? The head to head? Were you a little nervous?
You're not going to use the word hostages in my room.
I didn't even use that word. He did. That's the funny part. Yeah.
Alan said, we're not using the